Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
What's up, guys? Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Masculine Power. You know that feeling when you're down on yourself, your confidence taking a nosedive? We've all been there, right? Maybe you messed up at work, or didn't get the result you wanted. Or maybe it's just one of those days where everything feels like an uphill battle. But here's the thing, how we talk to ourselves in these moments matters big time. It shapes our reality, guys. If you're constantly putting yourself down, telling yourself, I can't do this, or I'm not good enough, that negativity becomes your reality. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. That's why today we're diving deep into the power of positive self-talk for men. Because let's face it, dudes, sometimes we need to give ourselves a little pep talk. And I'm not talking about that cheesy, you can do anything kind of stuff. This is about real, practical strategies to shift your mindset and build unshakable confidence. So, buckle up, because these five key takeaways are going to rock your world. 1. Awareness is key. First things first, you gotta become aware of the negative chatter in your head. Notice those critical thoughts when they pop up. I'm not smart enough. I always mess things up. Nobody likes me. Write them down, acknowledge them, and then challenge them. Think about it. Is there really evidence to support these negative beliefs? Often, our inner critic is just a bunch of old tapes playing on repeat. We need to learn to recognize the difference between facts and feelings. 2. Reframe your thoughts. This is where the magic happens. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, consciously reframe those thoughts into something more positive and empowering. For example, instead of, I can't handle this, try, this is challenging, but I'm capable of figuring it out. You wouldn't talk to your best friend that way, right? So why do we put ourselves down? Remember, your words have power, use them wisely. 3. Practice gratitude. Seriously, guys, take a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff in your life. Maybe it's a delicious meal, a sunny day, or a supportive friend. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your perspective and creates a more positive emotional state. Think about it. When you're feeling thankful, it's hard to feel down on yourself. Gratitude is like a mental reset button. 4. Visualize success. Imagine yourself achieving your goals and facing challenges with confidence. Visualization is a powerful tool because it trains your mind to believe in your abilities. Picture yourself acing that presentation, crushing that workout, or simply having a great day. Feel the emotions of success, the pride, the joy, the satisfaction. This mental rehearsal can make a real difference in your performance and outlook. 5. Celebrate small wins. Don't wait for major milestones to celebrate. Acknowledge and appreciate your daily accomplishments, no matter how small they seem. Did you get out of bed and face the day? That's a win. Did you complete that task at work? Awesome job. Remember, progress, not perfection, is the key. Let me tell you about this one time I was freaking out about an upcoming presentation. My mind was racing with negative thoughts. What if I forget my lines? What if I stumble and everyone laughs? I'm going to bomb this thing. So, I took a deep breath, used some of these techniques, reframed those thoughts, visualized myself delivering the presentation confidently, and even jotted down a few things I was grateful for. And you know what? It turned out great. The audience was engaged, I felt comfortable and confident, and I even received positive feedback afterward. Positive self-talk isn't just about feeling good, it's about unlocking your full potential. It's about believing in yourself, even when things get tough. Remember, guys, the way you talk to yourself matters. Make it count. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing these strategies today. Challenge those negative thoughts, reframe them with positivity, and watch your confidence soar. You've got this. And remember, I'll be here every day with a fresh dose of motivation to help you become the best version of yourself. Until tomorrow, keep pushing forward, gentlemen.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.